yesterday was a day of chaos and anarchy in Causton, in Port Elizabeth, in Gqeberha. Today remains tense with police doing raids and the police minister meeting with various stakeholders. Now to give us the lowdown of what has transpired, we're joined by Abu Muhammad from the Somali community, who joins us on the line from Port Elizabeth. Abu Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We live in an era where, you know, information spreads very quickly on social media, and people get small portions of information and they spread that, and it gives a distorted impression of what is the real story. So from your understanding, what has really transpired with the violence in Port Elizabeth?
Okay, brother. The violence happened here in Causton around, it was after 1 o'clock, and I was just in Causton by then. I was not there at the scene, but I immediately arrived after everything has happened, and subsequently the issue became too big. So it started in Bebert Road when a taxi driver was trying to drop somebody next to the road, and he accidentally hit somebody who was standing next to the road, Somalian guy. And the Somalian guy again asked the taxi driver, "Why are you hitting me?" And then there was an exchange of words there. Then the taxi driver came out and there was a fist fighting there. And then from there, the taxi driver, he dropped the taxi rank, which was almost 1 kilometer away from where the incident started. He came back with three taxis full of people who came to fight. Then there was actually, again, a crowd came there. There was a retaliation. The fight broke from there. And then the taxi driver, they drove away their taxi and they go back to the taxi rank. From there, they started banning the taxis that was parked next to their rank. The other, like, private cars owned by different nationals who are having shops there. Some were from the brothers from Tendabantu, and some cars were from other Somali shop owners. So then the place became, unusual. A lot of people gathered, and then the violence broke there. So that's how things uncovered.
Yes.
Yes.
What has it been like for the Somali community, you know, being at the forefront of this? Is this something that was ever expected? Has there been tension in the past between taxi drivers and Somalians?
No. There was not any tension. Everything was okay. The place, you know, where they were passing, it was always jammed, and it's a business center. But anyway, there was not any, there was not any other previous problems that happened there.
Yes. Mm. And at the moment, what is the situation like?
The situation, as I speak to you now, is calm. There's not any violence. Shops are closed mostly. The taxis are also operating rarely. There are not too much taxis. So anyway, there's not any ongoing violence or any problem today. There was a meeting that was held in various areas, and still things are, you know, under control.
Yes. At what stage did you arrive on the scene? At the midst of the violence, you know, could you perhaps describe to us what was it that unfolded? What was it like being there? What was your observances?
I arrived there immediately. I was just I just arrived maybe after 5 minutes there. And then I see people gathering and standing there. I ask people what transpired there, and then they gave me the information. I just left it and I went to my house. And again, I had a lot of, people shouting, something burning and something like that. So it's just, I just only away from 5 minutes when things have started.
Yes. And do you think that, you know, the actual incident of the exchange between the initial Somali brother and the taxi driver, was that the real cause? Or do you think there's more to this, that more than what...
In the first place, that is the only the initial cause of the problem. The problem only started becoming big late in the later stage, but in the beginning, that's how things have started. And then the taxi drivers drive like three vehicles and they come back. Then when they came back, that's when, you know, the violence became big, and then they go back and then they started doing something there around taxi rank. And then a lot of people joined the fight, even some South African guys and all those things. So later on, it was something, you know, very, very big. But in the first place,
yes,
it started only someone being, you know, hit who was standing near the road.
So who burned the taxis itself? You know, it is being alleged that the Somalians had burned those taxis.
No, it's not Somalians. I don't know if maybe one or two individuals was involved. I'm not sure. But there are a lot of different people that were there, and you know the situation was we could not be able to describe how things was, because the road was full of people all over, so you could not even identify who was burning and what was happening. There was a stone for being thrown, and you know everyone was involved in a fight was around there, so yeah. It's not only Somali.
Yes, now the Somalians obviously living in South Africa and in Kingston, Port Elizabeth for a number of years here as peace-loving citizens, you know, obviously wanting to coexist with those around. How do you plan to de-escalate, to bring this thing down, to bring normality and to bring peace? Is there any efforts from the Somali community at this point?
Yes, as we speak, we are actually trying to engage with different, civil society leaders and other stakeholders. We are actually organizing meetings so that we can speak even to the people from the taxi association and see how we can, you know, resolve this problem once and for all.
Certainly, inshallah, we make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzah brings an amicable solution and grants peace and security. Abu Muhammad, jazakumullah khair for speaking to us this afternoon.
Pleasure to you. Jazakallah khair too. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, that was Abu Muhammad from Port Elizabeth, a Somalian brother speaking on behalf of the Somali community, giving us their perspective of how the violence had initially started.